Blog Talk Radio.
It's about to go down. It's the real relationship talk show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. And we got a fabulous show ahead of you today. You know what? It's so many women out there that are waiting on that magical question. Will you marry me? It's so many men out there that say that they're ready to find some woman, a Christian, a religious, a good mom, a family lady, and they ready to settle down, but they can't seem to find that person. I've been sending it out on social media throughout the week, ready for marriage. That's where we're going to go this week. I got to go there because you know why? You guys are in my inbox. You guys are asking about it. You want me to go in. You've been asking me to go in, so guess what? I'm going to make it do what I got to do. When we come back, because I'm going to pay some bills real quick, guess what? It's the relationship truth of the week, the relationship truth of the week. And that's a little bit of a post that a thought-provoking post that I put out. And I want y'all to tell me what you think about it. Remember, if you're not following me right now or if you haven't added us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Twitter is at Kenny Talk EXP. Instagram is at Kenny Talk _ and Kenneth DeMoss is the Kenny Talk Experience on the Real Relationship Talk Show, right? We'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat because it's about to go down. Dollhouse Radio's on Kenny Talk, the Real Relationship Talk Show. Don't move.
Look, I live the life I deserve. Bless. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me? This ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after 3, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided, and I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel flat. I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough. I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed.
way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
Grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Trying to blow my cake, just know that's a death wish. No mistakes, no life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
Yes. The Real Relationship Talk Show. I'm the one and only Kenny Talk. And I got a story to tell. Well, first and foremost, before I tell my story, I got to jump right into the relationship truth of the week. I'm not going to cheat y'all on that, right? I know y'all want that, man. I work hard for that. And y'all be showing me some love. Everybody be pretty much, you know, responding. I get so many responses on Facebook, you know, about the things that I post, this thing that I post called a relationship truth. So let's jump right in. Let me go in. You know, I always like to go back and find one that kind of resonate with the show or whatever. One that got a whole lot of feedback. Big shout out to everybody that's on Facebook. If you haven't added us yet, Kenny Talk Experience. No, I'm sorry. It's Kenneth DeMoss. They made me change my name on there, right? But it's all good. We still doing it. We still going hard, right? All right, here's a relationship truth. This is a little bit of a post that I put out. It's a thought-provoking one, right? It's just to create dialogue, and I love it when people actually chime in on it. And I'm going to allow all my Facebook friends to chime on in right now that's listening. Remember, if you want to chime in, you can over the phone, you can dial 646-595-4038 and get at me. Just let me know. So the relationship truth goes as follows. We sometimes ask our lovers to change the way they love, to make us feel love, without acknowledging and appreciating the way they love us now. Let me say that again. Now, we sometimes ask our lovers to change the way that they love, to make us feel love, without acknowledging and appreciating the way they love us now. So, just by hearing that, what thoughts come to you guys' mind when I say that? Be honest with me. Hit me on the inbox like you always do. I see they getting at me already. That's love right there. I want to know what y'all think about the relationship truth post. And I'm going to let you guys know why I chose that one. I chose that one because for the most part, it's a lot of relationships that don't make it to the next level because of this. And the next level kind of ties into where we are going tonight, ready for marriage. How many of you ladies out there are ready for marriage? How many guys out there, you know, you tired of the dating scene? You tired of meeting this girl here or meeting this girl here, there, or, you know, ladies entertaining guys at the bar, at the clubs? Are you tired of that? Well, chime in. I want to hear from you. Okay, I got a young lady that's chiming in. She says that everybody has a different way that they love, and we do tend to take for granted or respect the way people love us at this particular point. However, it is that person that, regardless of how they love us, to acknowledge when they need to do something different. So big shout out to you, baby. I'm glad you actually said that. So you feel like, for the most part, even though, this is what she's saying, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank our Shout out to her for sending that in. I see some others. I'm gonna try to get to them, but I gotta move the show. But I wanna, you know, speak on what she was saying just then. So she's saying that she feels that even though the person that you with might love differently, at the end of the day, through communication, they should be able to switch it up to love you the way you feel like you need to be loved. All right, I get that. And I mean, I totally agree. That's why it's very, very important. It's very important to effectively communicate that. Now, but the quote specifically speaks about, it actually, the post actually speaks about just being appreciative, acknowledging and being appreciative of what's happening, what this person is giving you. Because the sad part about it is this. You can let a person know that what they're giving you is not enough. You have a right to do that. But when you don't acknowledge or appreciate the way they love you right now, you never know that they might be giving you all that they have. You never know that they may be sacrificing or taking a big chunk out of their life, out of their abilities to love, and giving it all to you. It just so happens that to you, it falls short of what you expect. Now imagine, the only reason why I chose that post. Now imagine if the person, if the shoe was on the other foot. You had this guy, ladies, and we run in, and you guys run into this. Well, you give him your everything, and you fall short, and he does not even express any appreciation. I swear, you would think he was the meanest person. You think he was selfish. You think he was inconsiderate of everything that you do. I mean, because this is what we go through. It's this very thing that can prevent you from moving towards matrimony. Ready for marriage is what we actually speaking about today. Ready for marriage. Those that are just joining us, Dollhouse Radio is on the Real Relationship Talk Show. We call it the Kenny Talk Experience. Ready for marriage is where we're going to go. So for the most part, we want to set this thing off right. There are so many of us out there that feel like we're ready. There's so many of us that feel like we're ready. How many of you feel like you're ready out there? Hit me up and tell me why. Why do you think you're ready? And we're going to discuss them real quick. Love is in the air. They say it's cuffing season. They say it's time to get with somebody. It's time to settle down. I didn't mean to tie cuffing season into marriage, but, you know, it is what it is. So many of us actually say that we're ready. Now, one of the biggest, the first point that I want to touch on when you talk about being ready for marriage is this. Whenever we actually think about a successful marriage, we envision happy people. You know, whether we're looking at television, at television, looking at happy couples doing whatever. Whether we're reading a novel, a love novel, and you're reading how just so romantic Prince Charming can be. You know, whether you going about your day-to-day life and you see a couple sitting in the park having a picnic. You know, you see a guy on Facebook changing his status. You see a woman on Facebook, one of your friends, changing their status. You're looking at all these statuses changing, right? And you're thinking to yourself, when am I going to be married? When is my special moment, my magical moment? But you have to understand this. Please understand, the majority of people that are waiting to be married they really don't know what it takes. They have no clue. And I got to put it out there because the real relationship talk show, the Kenny Talk Experience, what we do is we talk about real topics. We have real talk and real solutions. I need everybody to understand. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to hear. Exactly what you need to hear. I got love for you. So, the reason I say you don't really know what it takes is because at this point, you're either single because of the fact that there was something with your last relationship that you did, you wouldn't put up with. You felt like you couldn't deal with. You felt it was a deal breaker. Right? I want you to think back, ladies. This is the reason why I'm going to tell you. I want y'all to feel me on this. This is the reason I'm going to tell you that a lot of you don't know what it takes. Or you don't have what it takes. Think back. If you're single right now, think back your last three relationships. Think about the last three relationships. Think about the three things that happened that made you guys call it quits. Whether it was you, let's deal with yours for now. You. I promise you, those three things that you choose, nah, I ain't gonna even go there. First, hit me up. I want to hear what you think. Ladies, hit me up. Hit me up, hit me up, hit me up. I see you, I see you. Let me go to Twitter. I got Twitter up as well. I got Twitter already up. So here's what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to tell me what were the last three deal breakers in your relationship, in your last relationships that didn't work. All right. I got some saying cheating. I see cheating. What else you got? Come on, ladies, give them to me. Give them to me because I want to go in. I'm going to go in right now. Those that are just joining us, I'm waiting on a response. Ladies, tell me what was your last three relationships. Why did you guys break up? What happened? I want to know. You got the floor right now. You got the floor. All right, I got cheating. Let's see what else. Okay, I got cheating. I also have, come on. Cheating, that's what I got. Flirting, not ready, inconsiderate. Come on. He didn't know how to love. He was not attentive to my needs. Immaturity. Okay, so let's just take those right now. I see some more down here, but a lot of them are kind of the same. But I'm going to just say this real quick. This is the reason why I say a lot of you guys are not ready. It's because a lot of the relationships that you envy, a lot of the levels that you are wishing and hoping to be on when it comes to people's relationships or what have you, guess what? A lot of them are going through exactly what you weren't willing to put up with. They go through what a lot of the things that you are typing in right now, or what you're thinking right now, if you're not typing nothing in, you know, if you want to tell me, if you want to pretty much tell me something different, 646-595-4038. Now, okay, and I even see domestic violence. I see that up here, but you know, that's a different story because we're talking about physical, you know. But I'm speaking about just the things, the deal breakers for you, you know. Okay, his work, he's had an unstable work history. That's another one. But you don't, you have to understand, a lot of these happy relationships that you see, they go through the same thing that you go through. The guy that you saw in the park having a picnic with his woman, he probably just got into, he probably last week got into an argument with her. But he's making it up to her. Right? The guy that you see hugging and kissing on his woman as they're coming out of the movies, showing public displays of affection, PDA. He probably cheated on her before. Right? The young lady that's changing her status right now, she's dealt with immaturity. The ones that the guy got down on one knee in front of the whole family and uttered some magical special words to a woman, he probably had a time where he had an unstable work history, or he couldn't bring the money in like the house needed. But she stuck with him. So the point I'm trying to make is this. If you feel like you're ready for marriage, if you feel like that you're ready for this, it's going to come. But it's going to be based on what you have right now, how you deal with what you have right now. Because at the end of the day, a marriage is two people staying together, making it work. At the end of the day, a relationship, a committed relationship, is two people staying committed to each other. Now I want to make sure you understand. When I say committed, there, commitment is not a easy thing. It's not a simple word, right? Commitment is not. It's hard. Okay? Commitment involves sticking together, not standing together, you know, not magnetically coming together. No, you got to stick together. That means that you got to be pulling me towards you, and I got to be pulling me towards you when the world is pulling us away from each other. That's called sticking together. That's called commitment. Now, does that mean that you will never be pulled apart from each other? The world, situations, other people, you know, social media. Does it mean that it's never going to get between you two? Absolutely not. But what makes a strong commitment, what makes a marriage, is the mere fact that you bounce back together and you stay. You stand the test of time. What do you think about that? I want to hear y'all opinion on that. So that's for the most part. If you think you're ready for marriage, you have to think about the fact that so many people that are married right now are going through or have been through the things that you chose not to go through, those things that you call the deal breaker. They just stood the test of time. They just stayed together. All right, y'all send me something else now. When we come back from break in just a moment, we're going to take a break in a little bit before I make this other point. We got the keeping it real letter, right? I got something interesting that I need to touch on. So when you talk about being ready for marriage, I got... Man, I can't wait to read this letter to y'all. Yeah, shout out to Dollhouse Radio and everybody listening. Remember to go to dollhouseradio.com. Check out everything we got going on. Remember to follow us on Twitter at KennyTalkXEXP or at Dollhouse_radio. We going hard. So I'm going to give you guys real talk, and in the midst of it, you're going to be getting some real solutions. So what's a good solution when you talk about people who say they're ready? A good solution would be this. You got to be strong enough to stand the test of time. If your relationship can stand the test of time, or no, not your relationship, if you can, you, it's about you. Once you get to the point to where you're not going to put up with something and you feel like it's time to move on, and that's only then you're not going to have what the people that you envy have, or you're not going to have what you would like to have that you see other people with. See, we just under the impression that when it comes to being married, there's this, I mean, this special just cloud of a place that you're going to be in of ecstasy where nothing goes wrong. You're going to get everything that you want. The person is going to be 100% who you want them to be, and you're going to live happily ever after. But you don't understand. Your great-grandmother, your grandmother, and some of you, some of our moms, they stayed what we like to call 10 toes down with our grandfathers, great-grandfathers, or our fathers. And that's why they was married for so long. What's the secret to long-term marriage? What's the secret to long-term marriage? Just don't ever get a divorce. Is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. All right. So for the most part, I got another point I'm going to make. Here's the point I got to make when it comes to marriage. There are a lot of women out there that marry the man that they can catch, all because they couldn't marry the one that they wanted to catch. Here's a prime example. I'm going to drop this on y'all here. Here's a prime example. And remember, 646-595-4038, if you want to share. I want to hear what you got to say about this, right? But here's a prime example. There are so many women and men that do this. We marry the ones that we can catch because the one that we couldn't catch wasn't available. Right? A prime example is, how many of you guys have ever saw the matrimony video with Wale? How many of you guys have saw that as of yet? Not many. No, I'm sure all y'all have actually saw it. I'm sure all y'all have actually saw it, right? But you got to understand the video. When I first saw the video, I was like, man, it looks like Wale is talking about all the stuff that he went through with a young lady. He's speaking about the good times. He's speaking about the bad times. But while he's doing this, guess what's happening? She's getting ready to walk down the aisle. Wale, he's standing in the mirror like he's ready to meet her at the altar. He got his suit on or what have you. But as the video plays on out, what do you see? You see that his relationship with that young lady didn't stand the test of time. She moved on. So whatever happened, happened with them. She moved on. She felt like it was over. Right? She met another guy that did a lot of the things that she liked. Right? He took it a step further and proposed. She agreed. But at that moment she was walking down the aisle, and Wale showed up in the church. He didn't even have to say anything. He just stood there and looked at her. And the look he gave her, just the look he gave her, made her realize that deep down, she wasn't marrying the man that she wanted to marry. She was marrying the man that was available to her. And you know what that made her do? Well, you saw the video. She left him at the altar, ladies and gentlemen. She left the guy at the altar. There are so many of us that do that. Guys, the woman that you want, she care about you, but she's just not ready to be a housewife. So you go find one that is, only still to miss and yearn the touch, the conversation, the experience that the one that got away provided. Hey, are you ready for marriage? Let me know. It's a lot going on, man. Are you ready for marriage out there? I got a couple of posts that I'm going to read, too, after the break, and that I'm going to speak on that people have sent me, and ones that I just simply shared on Facebook. Right? I want you guys to feel me on it. I want you guys to feel me on it, right? Because I'm going to speak on them, and if you notice, I put hashtag ready for marriage. Some of the things that people say, the way people feel, right? So for the most part, a lot of you guys have to understand that you cannot just marry to marry. Some people actually are at the point where they are marrying just to marry. That's why the divorce rate skyrocketed. It wasn't because people don't really value it for the most part, man. It's because we're marrying at the wrong time, and we're marrying the wrong people, and we're doing it for the wrong reasons. So if you see a lot of marriages happening, then you're going to see a lot of divorces happening in that shape, form, or fashion. And that's what I needed everybody to know. So salute. It's about to go down. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to jump into a real quick break. We got to pay some bills, man. And we come back, I got the keeping a real letter, right? What's the keeping a real letter? The keeping a real letter is a letter that, you know, people send me through the inbox, through the email. And if you want the email address, it is here, KennyTalk69@gmail.com. Send it through. There's a lot of people out there that are hurting. There's a lot of people out there that are confused. So what I want to do is I want to try to clear up the air. You know, I want to have a platform for you. That's what I created with the Kenny Talk Experience, is a platform for, guess what, for you. I mean, it's a platform for clarity for the most part. So I'm going to be back fast and you can say Cat in the Hat, and we're going to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. That's how we do it. That's how it goes down. Salute. Stay focused. Stay woke. And let's get it.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trini them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
Yo, he in love with a ghetto girl. He said he want a piece like Meadow World. Pat pat on the kitty cat. He don't mess with them regulars.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trini them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop.
I'ma bust back. Them island girls is the baddest. American girls run the planet. South African, European, Asian, Australian, and the Canadian girl. I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it. With the hot girl, them.
Brixton girls, them my party boom boom. Them my wine up them waist, them my party boom boom. Queens, them girls, them my party boom boom. Them my wine.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball, ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 side. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Chopping for the winner and the chess made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit cray, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kimbe, my nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake DNZ like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here now for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 top. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need a stunt right now. They be looking at the gram. I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now.
Right now.
24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up.
All day, nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, those that are just joining us, it's hump day and you made it. It's hump day and you made it. It's about time, you know what? Man, let me get my papers out. Well, you know, I don't have papers no more, but it's time for the Keeping It Real letter, everybody. And this letter. All right. right, I see. Okay, this letter actually comes from... This letter comes from... Where is this? Greenwood? She just put Greenwood on here. I don't know where Greenwood is, but wherever you at, salute. Right? The letter goes as follows. Okay, she says, Kenny, talk. I need you to keep it real with my situation. I met a fabulous guy. Top of his game. Money in the bank. Awesome flourishing career. And this guy is unlike the guys that I've ever met that's on this particular level. I'm used to dating guys that, she said, of stature, that have stature. That's what she said. Okay. Gotcha. She says that, however, at this particular time, there's a communication improvement that I have never saw before. He's well-spoken. He communicates and he connects with me emotionally. He's very, very attractive. We've been dating seriously for the last 8 months. And I have a feeling that the question is about to be popped. Now, don't get me wrong. Like all other women, a lot of other women, I do yearn for that day that I walk down the aisle. But now I'm starting to get a little cold feet. And the only reason why is not that I don't love him. It makes me kind of intimidated. It makes me kind of nervous that a guy is like he's almost too perfect. So what it made me do was kind of become standoffish. He wants to meet up, but I've been kind of pushing him away. I'm really nervous about the situation, and I don't want to make a mistake, and I don't want to be hurt. I also feel as if maybe at this particular time, I need to do a little soul searching. Can you keep it real with my situation? Yeah! You ain't saying nothing but a word. It'd be my pleasure. Because I think, now, you know what? I chose your letter, Greenwood. I'm going to have to Google it and see where Greenwood is. I'm sure it's probably 1,000 Greenwoods. She didn't put anything on it for that. But it's all good. Check it out. Greenwood, here's the thing. Greenwood, I think you have to really think about what you really want. You say you yearn for that day, but you're intimidated because it seems like you're getting everything that you want. You say you're used to dealing with people, guys on that particular level, but the communication piece of it, the connecting with you emotionally, all of this seems too good to be true. Well, maybe it is, but for the most part, you're starting to become standoffish. You're starting to kind of, in a sense, push away, or even, in a sense, push him away. But I need you to understand this. It's too good to be true. Or these behaviors that you're starting to implement when you're so-called falling back, you can't allow that to deter you. And I'm going to tell you why. There's a lot of women that wish they was in your position right now, right? And the reason why you have to do that is because you have to also look at it from the guy's perspective. Let's just say if he is ready for something like that. Let's say if he's at the point where he's ready. He's trying to give you all that he has. He's trying to make it, he's trying to turn over a new leaf and better himself and become a married man. But with your behaviors as far as what you're doing, you're going to become a story to him that he don't appreciate. You're going to become a story that he's going to dislike. If you continue doing what you're doing, just keeping it real, that's what you're going to become. Because he's going to be one of those guys that said, hey, man, I did. I tried to do right. I found a woman. I did everything I could for her. I did X, I did Y, I did Z. I gave her happiness. I communicated well to her. I kept it real. I mean, and the only thing I wanted to do was love her. But she pushed me away. Right? If you're not clearly communicating how you're feeling to this guy, if you're only just starting to push him away because it seems like it's too good to be true, what you're doing is you might be on the verge of ruining a good dude. You may make him feel that, guess what, I might as well continue to partake of all the fruit. You know? Because I tried to do it right, but she didn't want that. And you know what? Here's another thing, everybody. Greenwood, thank you for writing in, but that's just pretty much the real deal. You got to communicate with him. But let me show you. I never hear women get pissed off at chicks like Greenwood. Never. Every time you hear about your women talking about relationships, they talk about how men aren't this, what men are not doing, and they don't step up to the plate. They're not this. They don't want to do this. They always want to do this. They cheat. They cheat. They whatever, they whatever, they whatever. Right? But nobody ever focuses on, guess what, the women that make those kind of mistakes. Nobody ever focuses on the women that, you know, that have what you wish, what you're wishing for. But you know what they do? I mean, they mess it up, man. Right? Ladies, y'all know how many of y'all have have that friend or have had that friend that had the best relationship. I mean, when you look at your best friend's man and you're just like, man, why can't I find somebody like him? Man, this dude is so this. She talks about him and she tells me this. I mean, he's that, he's this. He's so many different things that the guys that I meet are not. Why can't I meet somebody like him? You know, she's so lucky. But we all, I know all y'all ladies have had that friend that have been in that type of situation or have had that situation and they cheated on him still. Had that situation and was, they didn't appreciate it, right? Had that situation and took it for granted, right? So when you look at a situation like that, nobody gets pissed at their friend, for real. You know what they do? They show them some love. Hey, girl, don't worry about it. I can understand. I mean, shit, you cheated on this time. Just shit, just don't ever tell him. Go on home, but girl, keep that man. He a good man, right? Just overlook the fact that you slept with another guy on this guy. And you overlook it. Because you know why? That's your friend. And you want your friend to have, you want the best for your friend. And you know the best for your friend is that man. So what you tell your friend is, guess what? Bump everything that happened. I understand you might be still attracted to your ex. I understand you still like going out to the clubs. And you still like, you know, every now and then giving up booty. But guess what? You keep that man right there, right? But you take a guy that cheat on his woman. And that same woman that overlooks her friend will give that guy hell. That's what will happen. So if you feel like you're ready for marriage, you have to take these things in consideration. Man, you got to understand that, guess what? Majority of the stuff that you won't put up with, married people do it. So that's how we know you're not ready. What do you think? We go hard. Okay, I'm going to go back to my inbox. Another thing. This is what I got. Communication. Here's another deal breaker. A big deal breaker. Communication. Right. And not being able to accept your current situation. And when you talk about that, is your current situation is that, what if you're a young lady that, let's say, you might be living in the hood. So a guy would say, you know what, nah, I think it's time to go on bounce because of whatever. Or the guy might be, you know, in the streets. You might decide, well, you know what, nah, I can't deal with nobody in the streets. Or let's say if you got a guy that don't want to accept your kids. Or your child. you might have a young guy that, you know, he have the cliche perception of what being married or what being in a relationship should be, you know. A lot of guys really feel like, guess what, they don't want a ready-made family. I don't want a woman that has kids, you know, because they say a woman that has kids definitely have to deal with the baby daddy. You know you're going to have to deal with the baby daddy situation, and they don't want to really do that, right? So let's say if that causes you to say, you know what, I'm moving on, we're done, right? Well, you also have to understand, you also have to ask yourself this question. When you talk about your current situation, when you talk about accepting of the kids, what exactly does that entail? Like when you say, because I, you know what, I got about one, two, three. Ladies, I got about four of you guys that inbox me about accepting kids. What exactly are you looking for this person to do to show that they've accepted your kids? Are you saying that they will not provide for them financially? They won't spend father, stepchild time with them? What? You know? Because there are a lot of women that are in that they get out of situations because they feel like the guy won't accept the child as their own. But in actuality, ladies, you shouldn't want that person to accept the child as their own. Your biggest concern needs to be that they are accepting you. Now, I get a lot of pushback on this one right here. People get, you know, I've had people come at my throat when I make a statement like that. You know, because children, you know, your children are your heart. They belong to you. And if they can't accept your kids, then you know what, they won't be able to have you. But I just want you to understand, kids grow up and move on. If you are so concerned about a person accepting your kids, it really depends on to what level. Now, don't get me wrong, you don't want a guy that's going to mistreat your child, you know. You don't want a guy that at the end of the day is not going to do nothing financially for the kid, even if it's not theirs, because, you know, of course, it is what it is. But when you have someone that's mistreating, when you have someone that's not being at least a provider for a young child that's in your life, you know what, then that's a huge deal breaker, because marriages don't survive without those kind of things. Got to be accepting of each other and your family and your clique as a whole. You got to be accepting of that. And you also got to be a provider. That's what a good husband is. So if they're not bringing those kind of things to the table, I totally understand. But for the most part, please understand that sometimes people get upset because a guy won't accept the child in a sense as their own. No, that child has a father, right? Now, whether he's in their life, whether or not, whether he's in prison or whatever, I don't know. But I need you to understand that child has a father. And you don't want to come off trying to be that. Because in the end, truth be told, the child is not going to appreciate it when they find out the truth. The child won't appreciate it. But let's bring it back. If you are ready for marriage, you have to take these things in consideration that we discussed today. You have to. You got to understand that, guess what? If I'm going to be married to a person, the things that were deal breakers in the past cannot be a deal breaker with this guy or with this young lady. It cannot be a deal breaker, because if it is a deal breaker, if there is a deal breaker, guess what? It's going to happen, and you're going to break the deal. I think I even heard Will Smith said it. Will Smith said that if divorce is an option when you're married, if it's on the table or as an option, then you are going to get a divorce, because marriage is not easy. Marriage is not easy. Okay? We got to make sure that we're not running to the altar with the person that we can catch, because the person we couldn't catch wasn't available. Because you know what you're going to end up doing? you're going to end up getting a divorce. You're going to end up breaking up. You're going to end up ending the marriage, and you're going to be back where you started. So keep that in mind, everybody. I hope this was a helpful show, because right now it's time for, guess what, the final thought. So what is the final thought? Can it talk? The final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together just for you that kind of sums up everything that we talked about. It's the Can It Talk experience. Man, I have so much fun. We have so much fun. Don't think I'm in this by myself now. You know, I got people that ride hard, that make what we do successful. And the final thought goes as follows. What do you know, or what do you think you know about love that makes you feel that you are ready for marriage? What are you doing, or what have you done that you feel puts you in a class of women that are way above the average? What have you accomplished, young man? What makes you feel you're a leader, that the woman you want should treat you like a king? What are you willing to give, sacrifice, to show your support that will make her never second guess choosing to be on your team? We have to know the role that our lover needs us to play, instead of choosing to play the role that we wish. You can find so much of what you say you're looking for in a marriage if you scroll down your friend zone list. Now, ladies, how many of you have taken that walk down the aisle with all your friends and loved ones in attendance at your wedding? And how many of you have made this leap into holy matrimony with a guy because the guy you really wanted told you he wasn't ready? How many of you did? How many of you can admit to that? How many of you are actually about to do it? Think about it. Think about it. What role do you play in a man's life that would make him want to take you to the altar? Fellas, man, you can't expect a woman to treat you like royalty when you behave like a peasant, when you're not striving, when you're not accomplished. You simply can't expect what men on that level get when you're not doing what it takes to be on that level, to get that kind of respect. Hey, man, it's hump day, and guess what? The weekend is coming. I don't know how many of my listeners are listening from Alabama, but Deontay Wilder is going to be fighting. Championship fight. Showtime boxing. Heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder from Alabama, so guess what? And we're going to be in attendance at Kenny Talkers Fan. We're going to go down there and we're going to check it out. Let's wrap this thing up. We're here every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Dollhouse Radio. I am Kenny Talking. This is the Real Relationship Talk Show. Salute to everybody that's listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to click on the link on our page and they can listen at any time. Yeah. Salute to all the fellas, ladies, and like I love to say, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And I'm going to holler at you. Salute. Dollhouse Radio's on. Kenny Talk Experience.